His conversion. While away from his mother, Galgano stayed in Siena to pick a home better suited to entertainment and pleasure, and with a secondary sight set upon a military career. This was very dangerous, not only as it is today, but more so in that time, as it was seldom separated from violence and robbery. Then, however, he was struck by the following vision. In the middle of the night, Saint Michael the Archangel appeared. He saw also his mother, to whom Saint Michael was speaking, admonishing and encouraging her to consent to the idea of her son enlisting in the heavenly militia. What honor such a gift should bring to her motherly heart! Galgano saw her bow deeply and nod her consent, then saw himself follow the footsteps of the angel. The young man became restless, and with a sudden resolve abandoned all his amusements, the very things that kept him in Siena. He returned to his father's house, and in a humble and affectionate manner he told his mother of the vision. Surprised by the sudden change in manners of her son, she gave thanks to the Lord, and amiably congratulated him for such a change. She encouraged him to persevere in the good sentiments he had conceived, and to follow God in the measure of his infinite mercy had made known to him. The words of his mother added stimulus to the deep impression that the blessed vision had left in him, and from that moment he purposed to change his life completely. With fervent tears, Galgano asked God for forgiveness of the foul deeds he had committed, and he suddenly understood all the ingratitude of which he had been guilty towards the Creator and the Redeemer of mankind. All the earthly delights, entertainment, and pomps being left behind, he retired to his father's house, and, for some years, it is believed, 4 or 5, led an obscure and penitential life.